With your latest edition of the Newcastle headlines, I'm Chris Rivers. Beginning with the news that Newcastle are reportedly focusing their attention on the loan market this summer, with Liverpool winger Harry Wilson and Chelsea youngster Conor Gallagher said to be their two leading domestic targets. With the dust beginning to settle on the collapsed takeover, manager Steve Bruce is focusing his undivided attention on trying to engineer a transfer breakthrough ahead of the return to pre-season training later this month. The financial effects of the coronavirus pandemic have reduced his spending power somewhat, with owner Mike Ashley understood to be willing to commit to a budget of around £35 million. That is likely to mean more loans than permanent deals, and it's thought that both Wilson and Gallagher are regarded as realistic targets, although it will not be easy for the Magpies to pull off a deal for either player, given the amount of attention they are commanding. Moving on, and Newcastle Supporters Trust have confirmed that Boris Johnson has emailed them to say he agrees with calls for the Premier League to make a statement on a Saudi-backed consortium's failed takeover of the club. As previously mentioned, Amanda Staveley's company, PCP Capital Partners, was leading a £300 million buyout with Saudi Arabia backing the move. However, the prolonged progress of the takeover saw the consortium pull the plug this week. Well, in a brief statement on Twitter, Newcastle Supporters Trust have said that they've now received an email from Boris Johnson, the UK Prime Minister, who supported calls by the Independent Football Ombudsman asking the Premier League to make a statement regarding the failed takeover. Finally today, Matty Longstaff's goal against Manchester United has been shortlisted for the Premier League's Goal of the Season award. On his league debut for the Magpies last October, Longstaff powered in a shot from 22 yards to settle the game, and he'll now go up against the other Goal of the Season winners for the top prize. That's all for now. We'll have more news later.